With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors. You want to keep it real.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a. Clint Sweat, a.k.a. Clint Bobby Clinton Tino, or Bobby C, if you want to call me that, all right? And I'm just Bobby Clinton. You'll get it when you watch Instagram. Anyway, I don't have any announcements to make. No announcements to make, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just get right into the podcast. It's going to be one of the first episodes that you just, you know, hey, man, we ain't got no announcements. Now y'all like, Clint, shut the fuck up and talk. Here we go. Before I get actually into the episode, I do want to address one thing. A lot of people, they're watching me on Instagram Live. You watch me on Facebook Live. I had a meltdown. I had a fucking Richard Pryor meltdown the other day, man, on live, where I'm crying and I'm upset and I'm the effects of being quarantined is starting to bother me. You know what I'm saying? Somebody in my family does have the coronavirus. I'm not going to say who it is. They are very close to me. And that's another story for another time. So, just pray for my family. Also on top of that, my boy T Reeves, he said something very interesting, right? My boy T Reeves tells me, at T Reeves 10 on Instagram, he said, Clint, he said the last time I remember you having one of these kind of episodes, right, was it was May of 2018. He actually remembered this, which was crazy. But he remembers that a lot of times when I'm isolated, you know what I'm saying, and I be in my mom's basement, you know what I'm saying, you know, I get in a really dark space. So like if I'm in my mom's basement, if I ever tell y'all I'm sitting in my mom's basement for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days at a time, I'm not being productive. I'm down there sulking about whatever life has thrown at me, and I'm not feeling good about it. Now, the best thing about me is that I get into these spaces, and unfortunately, my friends have to deal with the bullshit, so I publicly want to apologize to them, you know, because a lot of times, you know, their fight is not my fight, but you know what? We are friends. My fight is your fight. Yours is mine, and thank you for putting up with me at a time where I need you. Those who didn't, you know, that's okay. I understand, you know, everybody's not equipped or built to deal with sometimes when I have episodes where I don't want to be here no more and stuff like that. So I say this to anybody who's going through mental health issues and stuff like that, especially the group chat, the Advice from a Fuckboy Troop group chat. A lot of them motherfuckers called my phone and said, Clint, get up, somebody get over there. Somebody make sure he's all right. I appreciate y'all too. Basically, like I said, man, when I get isolated and I'm by myself, like I need human contact, man. I need hugs. I need kisses. I need love. I need love. Romance, shared delight, how sweet. I'm sorry. That's one of my favorite songs, LL Cool J. Anyway, but yeah, man, I need human contact, man. I hate this virtual shit. I hate going live. I like to touch the people, you know? Y'all be like, Clint, why your podcast $5? Why your podcast? Because, nigga, I love y'all. Like, it ain't about money. I could have, you know what I mean? I love y'all, man. I'll be out there, like, I'll be having fun with you motherfuckers. I love drinking with random people, man. I love slapping hands in the crowd. Like, yo, if y'all ever seen me do a comedy show live, nigga, I'm slapping hands We slapping hands. You know what I mean? Like, it's 1994 Def Comedy Jam up in that motherfucker. So when I don't have that, I miss it. And it causes me to go into a space where I don't really want to be in. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate people who are patient and kind and loving, because that's what love is. Love is patience. Love is kindness. Love is, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, you know, there's moments where I don't feel that way, but I also have to remember, man, and I have to also say, like, let me stop focusing on negative and what I don't got and focus on what I do got. So that's it, man. So, yo, hey, man, we are human, man. The only thing about difference between you and me is that I do the shit, you know. Sometimes it happens in public. Sometimes it happens in a space where y'all look like, oh man, but you know what? I stand behind it. I get behind it. I said, look, this is what it is. I apologize. And you know what else I do, man? I want y'all, anybody else out there that's going through the same thing I'm going through, you niggas can hit me up. All right? Hit my phone, man. We can talk together if you need to. All right? That's it. You know, I look.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I know everybody ain't out there like me, man, but I, you know, hey, man, you got a friend. I'll be your Woody. Pause. No, I'm not gay. You know, you got a friend in me. Anyway, all right. So that's that. Let's get that out of the way. Thank y'all. Love y'all. Now, let's get to the topic. Ladies, this is for you. All right. Ladies, this is for you. All right. I want women to do this. I want women to stop keeping score with men, all right? I want women to stop keeping score with men, all right? And when I say that, here's what I mean by keeping score. Fellas, you ever be with women, right? And they're sitting there and they always want to tell you about shit you did, so that's why they did it? Uh-oh. You want to talk about it? They always bring up shit you did to justify what they did, all right? What you did always is the reason why what they did. So now what happens is they go a tit for tat. And you know what happens? Now you're keeping score. Why the fuck are we keeping score, sis, and we're on the same team? Anybody want to answer me that? Why are we keeping score and we on the same motherfucking team? Can we talk about that? We're on the same team. There's no need to keep score. There's no need to keep score. Sis, you score, I score. We on the same team. I'm passing you the rock, you pass me. All right, some days you Jordan, some days I'm Pippen. Some days I'm Jordan, and some days you Pippen. But we should not be keeping score, and we on the same motherfucking team. Fella, sis, that's so annoying. That's so annoying, sis. You don't have to, just because I mess up doesn't mean that gives you a pass for you to mess up. I'm going to say this again. Just because I mess up doesn't give you the pass for you to mess up. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, y'all ever have that friend? You ever have that friend that you go out to dinner with, right? You go out to dinner with. Maybe, and I'm not talking about dinner. I'm talking about like one day y'all after work, you get some Chick-fil-A. Another day after work, you get some Subway. Another day after work, you're getting small food items. But they're always like, oh, well, I paid the last time, so it's your turn to pay. Like, nigga, it's $8. All right? Yo, it's $8. $8. We not keeping tab about who fucking paid. Just because you paid more $8 than me don't mean you a better friend. It just means you just happen to pay more $8 than me. It happens. I'm not petty like that. If I can pay 7 times in a row and you can pay 2.5 times, I don't care. Nigga, it's food. It's food. It's food. Like, I can understand if we going out to steak dinners and shit. Now, that's different, my nigga. Now, I pay this time, but the next time we at, nigga, you paying. Now, somebody on Instagram just said to me, they said, sometimes it's not some mess, just a simple mess up. Sometimes it's an actual problem. And that's fair. That's facts. That's facts. But the thing is, I'm not talking, like, you can't keep score on actual problems, though. Because when it's actual problems, now we're talking about, you know, red flags and things that should make you leave and blah, 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 blah. That's, to me, that's a different situation. What I mean is, a lot of times women, I'm gonna just call it like I see it. Women a lot of times be on some shit like, well, you was on your phone, so I'm gonna be on my phone. No, it's Clint, you were on your phone. How about you tell me to get the fuck off my phone, right? So we can enjoy the night. Now, if I constantly get on my phone, that should tell you that I'm not interested. Or you make your move from there. All right? But it's not, to me, I don't think that it's a big deal to be going tit for tat. See, now, look, somebody said, here we go, women bash. First of all, happy birthday, Shanita. But second of all, if you actually tuned into the entire podcast, you would know I'm not bashing women. You would know that I'm having a very mature and intelligent conversation about why are we doing tit for tat. And here you are. Good afternoon. How you doing? Back to what I was saying. The point I'm making is, a lot of men don't keep score with women. That's all I'm saying. Now, of course, are there men who keep score with women? Yes, yes. There's pussy-ass niggas who do that. Yes. All right, yes. You want me to say that? Yes. I've kept score before. I've been a pussy-ass nigga. Yes. Yes. I move, you move. Just like that. But that's how a lot of times women do this shit. When I move, you move. Just like that. When you, am I right or wrong? When I move, that was the shit. Just like that. When you move, I move. Anyway, women do that. But the problem is, but why are we keeping score, man, in the first place? Why are we keeping the score? I don't care. Baby, if I'm on your team, I don't care who wins. I don't care who loses. I'm not trying to win. I'm not trying to beat you. I'm not your competition. We are a team. Didn't they ever teach you in school or on sports teams that team stands for together everyone achieves more? T-E-A-M. Together everybody achieves more. Babe, I'm not against you. All right? I'm not against you, just like you shouldn't be against me. All right? You shouldn't be against me. I'm not against you, and you're not against me. You know? We're not against each other. We on the same squad. It's okay. Stop keeping score. Like, ladies, I cheated. He cheated, so I'm a cheat. He cheated, so I'm a cheat. But I'm a cheat better. Like, y'all never heard, so nobody's ever said that. You never heard nobody say that. Nigga, I done watched Ricky Lake motherfucker say that. You niggas wasn't coming outside when Ricky Lake was on. Go, Ricky. Y'all weren't coming outside yet. Bro, but women will win. And it's like, yo, we not keeping tabs. Ladies, if I cheat, my name's Clint Coley. Born June 20th, 1987. I'm a Gemini. My moon is in Aries. All right. And my uprising, or whatever that other one is, the big three, I'm a Gemini, I'm an Aries, and I'm a Cancer. It's a bad mix. Anyway, the point I'm making is, if I cheat and you don't like it, don't cheat back. Leave. If I cheat, leave. There's no need to cheat back. That's how sexual transmitted diseases happen. I'm not saying you the problem, because I'm cheating. I'm out here, you know, being a dirty dick. But just leave. You don't have to cheat back. What's the point? What do you want? Somebody said, answer requests. I'm in the middle of actually recording a podcast page. I'm recording. I'm live. And I'm actually, this is a recording. We're not going to be able to hear you. I'm trying to do my job. Can I do my job? And then I'll get to you. That's for anybody who's listening. You know, somebody on live don't know that I'm recording. Anyway. But point I'm making is, you got to cheat. If I cheat, you leave. That's it. There's no need to cheat back. There's no need for that. There's no need, you know. I know what a nigga did was whack, but you don't get a nigga back like that. Like, so many women are out here for revenge, yo. A man hurts you, and you are out here for revenge. Revenge should not be the driving motive revenge shouldn't be the driving motive when a man mess up. Revenge is not the driving motive. Revenge, you never, because the thing is, especially if somebody don't give a fuck, why are you trying to get revenge? You can't get revenge on somebody who don't give a fuck.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You can't, let me repeat that one more time, ladies. You can't get revenge on somebody who don't give a fuck. I've tried to get revenge on women. It's a bad idea. Because when you try to get revenge and the person don't care, it makes what your action did like nothing. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Revenge never, because, you know, a lot of times, then you're going to be in a situation where you're trying to get revenge, now he trying to get revenge, and then you trying to get, and then what they say, violence, I'm not saying this is violence, but violence only begets more violence. Stupid only begets more stupid. You know? That's not it. That's not it. Come on, man. Yo, let's do better than that. Y'all out here cheat. Y'all out here trying to, like, a man hurts you and you want to wait in the exhale that nigga. You want to wait in the exhale. You want to burn the nigga clothes. You want to throw his PlayStation out the window. You know what I mean? You want to do shit that, come on, yo. What does that do? And then you know what's worse? Your stupid ass friends encourage the shit. Yeah, he cheated. Yeah, girl, let's go pour sugar in his gas tank. The fuck? I'm a grown-ass man. Like, listen, man, I tell my boys this all the time. You know, people hurt your feelings, man. That don't mean you got to get back at them. You know the worst way to get back at them? just show them that, you know what, man, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how you feel, you can't break me. That's how you get back with a motherfucker, man. A motherfucker that do you wrong, a motherfucker that's treated you like shit, the best thing you could do is shine on that motherfucker. Like, you know, y'all seen Why Did I Get Married? And she, Jill Scott character came up at the end looking all fine and had a, got a new man. He hitting it right. He believing in her. That's how you get revenge. That's how you get revenge. That's how you stick it to the nigga. Ain't nothing worse. Ain't nothing worse than when you see a girl that you did wrong. Fellas, let's keep it a buck right now, fellas. Fellas, where you at? Fellas, are we keeping it a buck? Ain't nothing worse than the chick you did wrong. She done moved on to a nigga that really give a fuck about her. You can sit there and say all the bullshit you want, fellas. Ain't nothing worse than seeing a chick you did wrong stunting on your ass with a new nigga, with a better nigga too. You know what I mean? Like, oh, if I see a girl with a fucking better comedian and, you know, and he treat, boy, that's how you stick it to me. You upgrade. Sure, I'm like, what you doing? That's young bullshit. I'm over here. You know, you still on young bullshit. I'm not on that no more. You know, like, fellas, and ladies to be the same way. Ladies, you ever played? I'm not even gonna say you played a man, but have you ever, like, you know, you fucked him over a little bit? Ladies, you ever fucked a man over, and then you see him treating a girl with all the respect? You see him opening doors. You see him calling this chick his queen, posting her. She finer than you. Yeah, you salty now. You know what they call that? They call that the vapors. Biz Markie, 1988. Yeah. I promise you, ain't nothing better than when girl do me wrong and I'm, hey, Clint, I see you doing well. You damn right, bitch. Leave me the fuck alone. Like, that happens. That happens. That happens. That doesn't happen? Yeah, of course, women don't admit that. Women ain't gonna admit that. Because women don't fuck you over, fellas. My point exactly. Women can't relate because women don't fuck guys over. Y'all perfect. Y'all angels. Y'all don't do anything. We know. You guys are amazing. We should be lucky to have you. And any BS that you don't have no BS. You know? Women don't have BS. Women don't do niggas wrong. Women are great creatures who don't have no messed up spirits. They are not the scum of the universe sometimes. Women do nothing wrong, fellas. It's us. We fuck women over. Yes, we got to wear that. All right? But fellas, yeah, man, yeah. You know, women do nothing. All right? Women are saints. So this podcast applies to none of y'all who do. All right? This podcast applies to none of y'all. Yes, I'm talking shit. You know, but it's the truth. It's the truth. Understand that, fellas. Understand that. A lot of times, you know, you're in a situation where somebody's keeping score. And you don't need to be with anybody who's keeping score. It's childish. It's for kids. And keeping score, nobody wins. Nobody wins. I'm going to get to my next topic today. All right. My next topic is something very important too. And I thought about this when I was losing my mind this weekend, right? Thought about it. Yes, I can joke about it now. Women say And this is not a, again, this is not the bash women show, but this is like something up. You know what? I'm not going to say women. People say they want transparency. People say they want honesty. I believe that. What I don't think is people want honesty too soon. Okay? People don't want honesty too soon. So let's just hypothetically say that something like what just happened to me over the weekend where I had a meltdown, right? Ladies, if you just met a man, do you want to hear that? Let's say a man is in the middle of a meltdown and he's going through a lot of things in his heart and he's having an episode and he's dealing with mental health issues. And let's say you ask him, how are you doing? Do you want the honest answer or do you want him to tell you he's good? Because here's the thing. I thought about it this weekend because I could imagine how that could be for somebody if y'all just started talking. Like, what would I do if a girl that I just started talking to told me that she's bipolar, she needs to, you know what I'm saying? Like, how would you deal with that? Because at the end of the day, y'all just started talking. That is a lot to deal with from somebody that's not your friend. I know you say you want the honest answer, but let's keep it a buck. Because see, the thing is, there has to be a little bit of truth with the lie. I think women want to hear, hey, I'm not doing that well, but I'll be okay. I think women want to hear that. Because fellas, if you tell a woman, yo, I just had a meltdown and the cops had to come. Yeah, the cops was at my house, by the way. What are you going to say when you hear that? If you just met this nigga, I'm not talking about y'all 5 dates, 10 dates in. I'm talking like y'all maybe 1 date in. Maybe they 1 date in. See, now women are saying that I want them to release that. That's easy to say. But I personally think that could be too much at the beginning. Right? You know? I believe that could be too much at the beginning. Like, y'all, like, think about it. Like, that, like, okay, I want, Keisha on Instagram says, we want the truth. I hear you, but then when it happens, then what? Because I've made that mistake with a girl. I've made that mistake. I've said how I felt immediately. And she didn't say it, but she retreated. Which is fair. She should have retreated. That's too much. But everybody sit here and saying, they're saying the bullshit answer, like, oh, or they're saying the answer that you think makes you sound like a nice person. But I'm gonna be honest, I go through mental health. I got mental health issues. And if a girl tell me that before the first day, I don't know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Like, I think I'm not saying that you need to just blurt it out, like, but I think that kind of thing takes time to build. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that you say you want the truth, but do you want the, there's two types of truths. There's the soft truth, and then there's the pure, unadulterated funk truth. You see what I'm saying? There's two types of truths. The truth is, I'm not doing well. That's the good truth. You know what I'm saying? That's the good truth. So, you know, if you just say I'm not doing well, that can entail anything. Like your stomach might hurt. Your arm might hurt. I'm not doing too well to me is honest enough, but not all the way what I think, what it could really be. That's what I think women want. I don't think you want, you know what I mean, blah, 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 blah. And I don't think men want that either. I'm not gonna just put that on women. I'm not gonna put that on women. Guys, like if a girl tell a guy that, like, yo, I'm having, he gonna be like, yo, I'm out. You still do get to choose, but also, like, is that selfish on the other part of the, you know what I'm saying? On the other part of the, on the other person? To just dump how they feel, not knowing what y'all relationship is yet? You know? I disagree with that. Somebody says, I think friendship should be a foundation of anything. And as a friend, they should be concerned about your well-being in general, aside from dating. But y'all just met. Y'all not even friends yet. Friend, if you're my friend, then I think, yeah, that's different. I should be able to tell you that. But if we just met last week, we not friends. Like, let me know if I'm right or wrong. I'm not talking about somebody that you like, y'all, again, y'all may have gone out one time. You don't, y'all just exchanged numbers. Y'all don't know that much about each other. I think that doesn't make you, like, I think a friend, yeah, I would definitely tell my friend that I'm trying to, you know what I mean? But if we just met, we not friends. We don't know that much about each other to be talking about that. I mean, in some people's mind, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's different. So, like, while you may believe that that's something that, oh, like, I'm equipped to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's what and that's right. People, the word friend is used too loosely. I agree. You know, and she says, you build friendships on sharing and disclosing info. You absolutely do. But okay, I'm not. I think you're looking at it. I think sometimes, and I'm just responding to one comment. I think that you're looking at it from your perspective, or not your perspective, but from what you would do versus what you think everybody's doing. All right. So I'm not saying that you're not like that. All right. That's fine if you're like that. We got to look at everybody. If you're telling something, like, that's a lot. You don't even know what that other person is equipped to deal with. You got to feel people out before you say shit like that. You have to feel people out before you tell them, yo, I deal with this, I deal with that. Because also, you can't, oh, you want to go a step further? Hey, you can't vent to everybody. I'm going to look at the Facebook camera and I'm going to look at the Instagram camera when I say this. Instagram, you can't vent to everybody. Facebook, you can't vent to everybody. You can't. You don't know, like, because here's the thing. I'm going to tell you about me. This is, again, you know, somebody asked me, you know, hey, can I start a fuckboy podcast? This is the difference. This is what makes us different. I'm about to tell you this. Me, I have friends that I know I'm not calling when I'm pissed or when I'm hurt. I have friends that I know I'm not calling your ass because you're going to say some shit that's going to piss me off. That's part of the reason we and my mom don't get along. I never forget, I called my mom in a very, very, very distraught moment. I called my mom. I said, Mom, fuck comedy. I'm tired of this shit. I hate this shit. I'm out. You know what my mom said to me? Quit. That's what my mom said to me. Now, I get it. That might have been tough love. But nigga, I didn't need to hear that at that point. You know what I needed to hear? It's going to be all right, son. Bring your ass in here. Give me a hug. I love you. You the greatest comedian of all time. Show them niggas that. That's what I needed to hear at that point. But y'all look at it. Some people are like, oh, some people are like, yo, I'm not going to sugarcoat and I'm not going to do that to make you feel better. But sometimes it's not about sugarcoating it and it's not about making you feel better. Sometimes the motherfucker don't just need to hear something. Sometimes the motherfucker just want to get it off their chest and your job is to listen. And everybody we don't know is equipped like that or built like that. So when you if you're sitting there and you just found out that this person is going through something, you don't know what to say to them. You don't know what to say to them. You're not equipped to know that because you don't know their personality to know what to say to them. That's why it's hard to put that on somebody you just met. You know, I be right sometimes. That's all I'm saying. I be right. I just be right. But all jokes aside, the point I'm making is like we a lot of times we want somebody to confide in with our mental health issues. We want somebody to talk to. We want somebody to feel us. We want somebody to hear us. We want somebody, you know, but at the end of the day, somebody that you just met, are they equipped to deal with what you got going on? You know, are they equipped to deal with that? Everybody's not. Some people, let's go a step further. Hold on. Let's go a step further. It's getting hot in here. You know, I'm going to take my whole shirt off. It's hot in here. Let's go a whole step further. All right? The person that you may be venting to, may think you're crazy. We're not talking about that. The person you vent to may think you're crazy. The last thing somebody with mental health issues needs to hear is that they're fucking crazy. Maybe that person doesn't even know how to deal or doesn't even understand the idea of mental health. And they judging you. Girl, let me tell you, this nigga crazy. Girl, this nigga is crazy. Now look at you. Now they judging you. Now, the flip side I understand it could be, all right, then that lets you know that that person is not the person for you. Yes, that is true. That could let you know that the person that you fucking with is not the person for you. That's cool. But now you done poured out all your heart and all your soul and you were vulnerable. And you got to understand this too, y'all. When you're vulnerable about shit like that, that's a whole different type of trust. You got to remember, somebody, what's up, Courtney? Somebody, you know, may think things that you don't even need on your spirit. They think you crazy. And now you done wasted, you know, being vulnerable, man, like somebody could use that against you. That's why vulnerability is sexy. Vulnerability is sexy is because at any given time, somebody, you could give somebody your heart, your soul, your mind, things that you are insecure about, and they can use that against you. And they're saying, I trust you with that. I trust you with this information because I believe you'll never use it against me or never use it to harm me. That kind of trust takes time with people. That's not done overnight. That's not done in 5 minutes. That's not done over one day. And that's why I think that you should, in my opinion, you should be honest to a certain extent when the person you're dealing with or the person you're talking to is just your if y'all just friends. All right? Because y'all not friends yet. Y'all haven't built that yet. The only thing y'all have right now is physical attraction and a few things in common. You can't trust everybody with your secrets. The thing is, y'all say that and then y'all be like, well, Clint, man, you talk about everything on the moon and the sun on your podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. a little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Right? On your podcast. You're so honest. You're so vulnerable in your podcast. You know why? Because I don't give a fuck what y'all use against me when I get older. Or when I don't care. Because my podcast ain't for me. My podcast is for motherfuckers who I say what you think and feel, but you can't say. I can. Fellas, girl getting on your nerves. Yeah, there's niggas who really be like, yo, go to the book of fuckboy, chapter 135, verse 5. You know what I mean? That's what this is about. That's why I'm vulnerable. So I don't care about putting my life out there. Because at the end of the day, you can't hurt me with this shit. You can't. Be all right. So all I'm saying is, you know, you, it's nothing wrong with being honest and transparent about how you're feeling. But I think people, that goes for men, this goes for women. I think you guys should not tell the whole truth when it comes to your mental health issues when you just met somebody. I don't think you should tell the whole truth. I think you should be honest and say, hey, I'm not doing all right right now. I need a couple days. That's what you should say. Can you respect that? Without telling your potential partner or somebody you just met, like that's a lot to hear. Imagine you just meet somebody. Y'all have only a week in, and this nigga tells you he about to kill himself. Or she tells you she about to kill herself. Now, like, imagine that on your spirit. Imagine. Now, you were honest. You were honest. But now that person, they got to receive that. They don't know what the fuck to do with that because they don't know you. They don't know you. The only thing they can do is check on you. Again, I'm not saying... You know, I'm not saying don't tell the truth. I'm just saying that's a lot to handle. Listen, you know, she says it may help because the person will have an understanding when a person has downs. Who cares? When somebody just meets you, they don't care about your ups and downs. Most people, when they just meet you, they don't care about your ups and downs. Not off the rip. You know what you can say when y'all just meet? Like, hey man, I had a bad day at work. We want to hear that. I had a bad day at work. We want to hear that. That's not a lot to deal with. How was your day at work? Well, you know, blah, 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 my job and my boss and blah, blah, blah. I respect that. That's cool. But all that extra shit sometimes, women ain't trying, like people ain't trying to hear that. Fellas, how many times, be honest, fellas, how many times have you ghosted a chick because she told you that she had a lot going, like that she, you know, she's got mental health issues. Ladies, how many times have you been ghosted after telling a guy that? Talk. Like, come on. Like, I know that's easier said than done. And I get that you trying to, like, you know, the girl on IG Live, she's trying to be optimistic. I get that. What you're saying is best case scenario. That's best case scenario. Right? But we also don't, but we also got to realize this isn't Disney movies. All right? We don't all operate in the best case scenario. We got to think of the honest case scenario. Most people ain't trying to put up with that all off the rip. That goes for you, that goes for me, that goes for most people don't want to put up with that shit off the rip. It's a lot to fucking deal with. You know? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that what you're saying doesn't happen, that people don't really care about each other and love each other. And, you know, excuse me, I'm sorry for drinking in your ear. But I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm saying that a lot of times people aren't that welcoming of information. Right? People aren't welcoming of that kind of information. Like, I'll give you, let's ask a question. Now, you know, a lot of times people, I saw somebody else was equating it to, you know, the guy Carlton from Love is Blind. Like, you know, him telling old girl about his sexual orientation before they met. That's different. He has to disclose that information. That's a safety issue. That's a safety issue. You used to sleep with men, my guy. You absolutely have to tell your girl that, old girl that. Yes. You can't. She needs to know that. She needs to know that. That's different than having mental health issues. That's different. Like, think about it. When you first meet a girl, right? You first meet a girl, how do you know? Like, there's certain things about her she ain't going to tell you off the rip. Women not going to tell you I snore when they first meet you. How do you find out a woman snores? She's in bed with you one night, and you like, God damn, bitch. So what I'm saying is, man, there's certain things that we do find out over time. I think mental health is something that you find out over time. Excuse me. Mental health is an over time. Like, let's build this rapport, man. Let's build this friendship. Let's build this. And then, hey, look, I'm having a bad day. Hey, tell me what's wrong, boo. Yo, I'm going to be honest, man. I deal with depression, blah, 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 blah. She already likes you. All right? Now, somebody says mental health is a safety issue, too. It is. But let's come on, that's apples and oranges. You know damn well somebody tell you about their mental health issues on the first date, you're not staying. Depending on who you are, you're not staying. That's a lot. Again, you're allowed to say, hey, you're allowed to say, hey, I'm not okay. Hey, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes some people don't want to hear what you got going on. Because also you gotta realize too, people got their own shit going on too. People got their own shit going on too. So it is difficult. That's all I'm saying. I'm not, you do, listen. You do what works for you. I do what works for me. That's it. If you want my opinion, I don't think you should bring up mental health issues on the first date. I think that's something that you ease in. I think that's something that over time you build trust, you build in rapport, you build in love, you build in, you know what I mean? Like, to me, those things, I mean, that's where, and then you can slide it in and, you know, you can, you know what I mean? I don't think that's an off the rip. Hey, you know, I don't think that's it. And if you're going through something, you don't know if you can trust that person yet with your feelings. And I believe that you should definitely keep things to a certain, I just think you should keep it to a certain extent. That's it. All right. That's all I'm saying. You do what works for you. You want my opinion. That's what I think you should do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you already know I've got to go to Ask Clint. Ask Clint is my favorite part of the podcast. People ask me dumbass questions. I give you dumbass answers. Sometimes, actually, the questions be kind of smart. I just be like, yo, I don't know what the fuck or why y'all dealing with this nigga, blah, 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 blah. But that's neither here nor there. All right. So this person wrote me a very, very, very long, long ass Clint. It's literally about a page and a half long. I'm not going to read the entire story. I'm just going to read basically the main point of this whole story. Basically, he says, Clint, this dude has been my bro for 20 years. His wife pushed up on me and kissed me and has been sending me nudes. How do I tell my friend about his wife? Stuck between a rock and a hard place on this one. First of all, when you say his wife kissed you, like, did she kiss you and you kissed her back? Or did she kiss you and you was like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa? That's a good question. But I'm going to assume you were a good man, sir. I'm going to assume you're a good man, and I'm going to assume that you didn't let that happen. And I'm going to assume you didn't fuck your friend's wife. Now, she's sending you... All right. This woman clearly doesn't give a fuck. All right? Let's start there. I think she's trying to get caught. I don't think women are that stupid. All right? I think women are very calculated. She's sending you nudes because A, she's trying to get rid of her husband, and B, she don't really like you either. Now, y'all, none of y'all gonna be friends. So, here's the problem. Sir, as a friend, bro, you gotta tell him. As a friend, bro, you have to tell him. Here's why I say you gotta tell him, bro. Because if the longer you hide it, the worse you look. Because the longer you hide it, it makes it look like you have something to hide. And that's the problem. It looks like you got something to hide, bro. Repeat, do not keep this a secret much longer. You asked me this question yesterday. I'm answering this question today. Today is Monday, April 6th. And I'm putting this podcast out tomorrow, which is Tuesday, April 7th. And what I want you to do is I want you to tell your mans, yo, Clint. Tell your mans, yo, man. Blah, 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 blah. That's what you got to do. Because your man, if I was your friend, I would think you were hiding some shit too. If I was your friend, I would think you had something to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And that's really my advice. Now, people, of course, are asking me questions about, I can only give you what I know. Somebody says, is he responding to the news? Nigga, I don't have his phone. Right? I don't have his phone. Like, you know what I mean? How am I supposed to know that he's responding to the news if I don't have his phone? Anyway, the point I'm, bro, tell him. And when you tell him, you need to just be, you gotta be prepared for the consequences of how your friend's going to respond. He may not fuck with you no more. He may not want to talk to you no more. All of that. He's your man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's that. Gotta tell him. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is episode 142. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for laughing. The trailer is out for the new web series. The new web series will be out not this week, but it'll be out next week. We have to do a reshoot of something. So, man, I know y'all was looking forward to it, but it's going to be dope, man. Please tune in. And I need y'all to share that shit, all right? Share that shit. Make sure that happens, all right? Appreciate y'all listening. If you're watching me on live, stay on live. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you laughing. We out. You want to keep it real. You want to keep it real.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.